Wildfire crews in southern Utah braced themselves Monday for the possibility that winds might expand the Bryanhead Fire. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox toured the fire's perimeter in a Black Hawk helicopter. He spoke with reporters at the Bryanhead Resort afterwards.
More than anything, we want to remind citizens to please, please, please be careful.
Cox said this year's big snowpack and full reservoirs are deceiving. The fire risk statewide remains high, with the National Weather Service issuing a red flag warning for much of southern Utah thanks to expected wind gusts into the night.
People are not being careful enough, and so we're just begging you, especially as we're moving into even drier times, winds picking up, please be careful.
Fire officials said on Monday that more than 43,000 acres have already burned. The fire is just 10% contained, and it's already destroyed over a dozen cabins and other structures. Cox said the estimated cost so far is around $10 million and could be double that before it's under control. State Senator Evan Vickers said the Bryanhead Fire has caused anxiety locally because of the lost cabins, as well as the safety of firefighters like his son-in-law.
I hope that you recognize the sacrifice and the expertise that these firefighters bring.
Also on Friday, a national fire prevention team landed in Salt Lake City to devise a statewide strategy going forward. People have already triggered 255 fires this year. That's 91% of what's proven to be a busy fire year, a full 2 months before the usual peak of the season. The normal level of human-caused fires is about 40 to 50%. Judy Fays, KUER News.